Chris,
Randy.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, Broheim. How are you?
Good.
I miss you guys.
I'm good and also awful.
Uh-oh. Why?
Yeah, so this morning, Caesar decided, because the gym was closed, that it would have been a good idea to go for a three-mile run.
Yikes.
So I went
run
on
three miles for a while. Good for you,
I have never, I have never run 3 miles in one shot.
Damn.
I did today.
Was there hills involved?
No, it was pretty flat, so that was good at least.
Well, that's good.
But
time to eat.
My calves hurt, and everything hurts. And then after, we went to the diner, and I ate entirely way too much food. So basically, my entire body hates me. Anyway,
okay, cool.
So that brings me to the point of the matter here. Gym was closed. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving. Gym doesn't want to be open. Those people want to be with their families. They don't want to work.
Correct.
So, crazy
like
people
the background
like us.
Singer in like a rap song, like background. Skia! Yeah! That's me right now.
Nice.
Right up.
So, yeah, we gotta find a different... People who are psychos like us and have to work out every day.
Yeah.
Have to find a different way to work out. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is alternative means of exercise.
Mm.
Other ways you can work out other than just hitting the gym.
Yeah.
So, Chris... You got any good alternative means of exercise you like
I
to do?
I do, and I bet, like, look, if anyone's listened to the show before, you know what I'm about to say. Randy knows it, I guarantee. Randy, take your best guess. What am I going to say?
Are you going to maybe say hiking?
Ooh, no, that's not what I was going to say.
Wow, okay.
Randy.
All right.
Wow. All right,
oh,
you get second
wait,
guess.
Wait, it's another H word, though.
No, it's not. Oh, my God.
Really?
0 for 2. What's
it's
the other
hockey.
H? No, okay, well, hockey's pretty cool, too.
Okay.
I guess I got a lot of hobbies. Yoga, my guy!
Ah, okay. I like it.
Yeah. Yoga, stretching, meditation, working out, all in one. My highly recommended alternative means of exercise, even though it is exercise. But, like, if you don't want to lift weights, you know, yoga's the play. It works on everything, and it's fantastic. I've been doing it a lot down here. Especially since the weather's so nice, I go out by the beach and do it. So it's fantastic.
Oh, that's probably awesome.
It is pretty sweet. And I found this new place. Oh, I got a recommendation. I haven't been there yet to go to the eastern side of the island and do it during sunrise. But we'll see. For everyone, happy Thanksgiving, by the way, again. I've got 5 days off. 5 days off. That's
sweetness.
Incredible. Yeah. So I booked a bunch of stuff. The first thing Randy mentioned is hiking. I've been hiking every day, and I've got a camping trip planned to a little island off of the island, which will be sweet. So if you want to follow my Instagram, Nomadic Dougie, pop, right there.
It's below.
Or, no, it's right here.
Now I have to add it.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead and follow that, and I'm going to be camping. So that's going to be sweet. But hiking and yoga, those are my two favorite things, along with cycling. Brought my bike down here. You know, honestly,
I do that.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys. I only maybe lift 3 times a week, 4 times a week, maybe. Every other day, I'm just doing other stuff like yoga or cycling or hiking. And it's great because it's actually very funny. We're gonna get into all this in a little bit of how different they all are, even though you're good at one. You're going to be terrible at another, and like trying to bring your body to be good at everything is very difficult. However, we'll get into that after Randy's. Randy.
It's important. It is important, but like Chris said, we will get into that. Some of my favorites, definitely hiking. That's top of the list. I love hiking because I feel like you get a sense of accomplishment when you like you get to the top of that mountain or whatever, and you get to see some really cool stuff, like no matter where you are. Even home here, like you get to see some really cool stuff. When we hiked in Montana, we got to see some amazing stuff. Highly recommend you should do it.
Yeah.
But some other ones that I like, I mean, obviously I talk about baseball so much, and that's a big one for me is when it's not freezing cold like it is right now. Right. I'm out playing baseball. When I was younger, I played a lot of basketball.
Hmm. Yours is like sports.
Mine was sports, man. Yeah, especially when I was a kid, we go out and play all kinds of sports. So sports is another great way. If you don't want to be in the gym or you don't like going to the gym or whatever the reason may be, play sports. Like,
yeah.
you're still going to get a ton of exercise. Play soccer, play basketball, you get a lot of running in. But yeah, those are probably my two biggest ones. Like I said, we went running today because the gym was closed, which I'm not a huge fan of running, but here we are.
Yeah, plus it's going to be hard on your knees as you get old and brittle, you know.
Oh, yeah. And there's even a lot of stuff that people don't think of and, like, consider exercise. But, like, you go out and do yard, like, go out and split some wood.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You're going to be sore the next day. Guarantee you that. So that's a great
stuff,
one.
Man. Your back's going to get shredded.
Shredded.
And Huga Factor. Yeah, I got to keep bringing this book in. If you saw our latest Instagram post, get that book. Huga Factor. You split the wood, you get a workout, you come in, have a nice fire and a nice cold day. Like, there's nothing better than that. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to get that book and you want to listen to it, the link's in the description.
Making Audible, all kinds of extra work for me.
Free trial for 30 days. Whoa. Click the link in the description. You're welcome. I'm looking at you. You're welcome.
Down
and if
below.
You're listening, if you're only listening at this on Spotify or Apple, whatever you're listening on, just know I made eye contact with you and you missed it.
You really should be on YouTube because it is exponentially more entertaining.
It is, yeah.
To see our shenanigans.
Our ugly mugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back on topic. Splitting wood. That's cool. Yeah, yard work is tough, man. I don't have a yard. Yeah. I kind of miss it. I'm not going to lie. I live in an apartment, so it is what it is. I just go
watering
cycling.
Your plants. I don't think you got a whole lot of workout from that.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the shout out to my planty boys back home. I miss them
Hey-o.
Too. Yeah. So let's talk about how you like sports, obviously, and you like lifting, but you don't like running. And so that leads me to my point of everything's different. I hike, I do yoga, play hockey, and I cycle. You think I'd be good at cardio at this point, and I'm not. Like, I'm good. Like, I can do stuff, but hiking up a mountain where, like, your calves are just being destroyed versus playing hockey where it's just, like, explosiveness, and then you're done. It's like sprints, basically, and then you're off the ice. Totally different, you know? I went cycling down here a couple times already. I'm like, dude, I haven't used these muscles in what feels like months, even though I do all this other stuff. So don't forget to switch it up too, you know? Like it's funny because when I do yoga down here, the guys who are hitting the gym nonstop can't do half the stuff because A, they're not flexible enough, or B, like they're not well balanced. Like their body is not balanced yet, which I totally bet is you, Randy.
You should know it's me because we have done yoga together a few times, like through Discord, and yeah, that's actually I was gonna bring that up because yoga is one that I enjoy. I actually do like doing yoga, but I am not good at it.
Yeah, and it's consistency. You got to stay good at it. You know, you got to work on your flexibility and your balance. And that's why I love it. Is it brings so many factors together. And when you're done with it, say you do it for a month, like you will feel exponentially better than when you started. You'll have like balance to your body, to your life, right? Because you're also like meditating during it. And it's just a way to sit down, relax while getting an exercise in, while getting an exercise in, while getting exercise in, getting a workout in. Ooh, there we go. So give it a shot, you know, yoga with Adrian. I feel like everybody knows her by this point. It's on YouTube. She's great. She walks you through everything. She got beginner courses. Buy like a $10 yoga mat. Do it at home, in your room, wherever, alone, so you're not embarrassed when you fall over inevitably. Like, it's just great. Yeah. Give it a shot, and let us know what you think, because I thoroughly enjoy yoga, and I think everybody should do it, more than lifting, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Chris really nailed it with the balance thing. There definitely needs to be balance. You need to have cardio in. You need to have some strength training in, flexibility. It's all a big part of just general health and fitness. And, you know, we're coming out of Thanksgiving. We're coming up on New Year's soon. So we know.
You forgot Christmas. You jumped over Christmas.
Well, we got Christmas, but I mean, Thanksgiving's a big eating holiday.
True.
And then we go to New Year's because what does everybody say New Year's?
Oh yeah. The resolution.
We got the resolutioners. I'm going to go back to the gym and I'm going to get fit and I'm going to eat right. Well, Maybe this is your way to do it. Yeah. Maybe you don't have to go to the gym. For you. You don't have to go to the gym.
You could save money. You don't need a gym membership.
Yeah. Find some alternative means of exercise. Going forward with that, I want to circle back a little bit. What are some other alternative means that you've tried?
That I've tried?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I usually stick with something.
I can give you another one. Swimming?
Okay. I can't swim. I've tried it. I can't swim.
Dude, that swimming is another one that I like that I'm not good at.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I want to like swimming.
Yeah.
I'm like a freaking meatball in the pool, man. Like, it just doesn't work.
But you
it's
can,
tough.
You can rattle off so many, though, if you really just think about it. Like, you just think about the things that you do throughout your week where you get exercise. Even just walking. Simply walking, like that's a place to start.
You know, it's funny. And yeah, like taking the stairs versus the elevator. If you live in a building that has that, or your house, well, you're not going to have an elevator in your house, but you know, you get it unless you're rich and bougie. That's funny because I'm actually here in the hotel on base. Yes. Hotel. I'm in the Air Force. Remember? But the BX is right down the road and it was pouring out. The BX is like a shop, right? So, it was pouring out the other day. I was like, you know what? I haven't done anything today. I've been watching Narcos, just like binged Narcos on Netflix, like a whole season. Yeah, great show. I was like, I need to just walk. I'm not taking the van. I don't care that's raining. So I put my rain jacket on and I walked my ass to the BX because I needed some sort of movement, like get my joints moving. And I didn't regret it. It was great. I did get soaking wet. Because it was like just crazy cold rain and in my face, but it was worth it to me.
Yeah. Another a switch to flip a little bit here now.
Oh, he did
it. Oh, there it is. Another one. I experienced this during COVID with all the gyms being shut down and everything, and I got to a point where I was just like, I need to exercise. Yep. I need to exercise because it was just like killing me because I was just like home all the time and sitting. And for me, I was lucky enough that they allowed me to work out at my job at the time at the physical therapy place. So that worked out nice for me. But even still, we didn't have a ton of equipment. So I had to like really modify my workouts so that I still could get something out of it, but not like I would get at the gym. So that's another thing to think of is you can still strength train, but you can do stuff at home that kind of simulates what you might do at the gym. So it's like, say, you know, if you don't have the stair climber, do a bunch of laps on the stairs.
Yeah.
If you want to do
handstands. I don't know what my obsession with handstands is, but they're great.
Yeah. You're always sending videos of handstands. This guy.
Yeah. I could never do them. So then I just took months to try it and I'm finally good at it. And
yeah,
you'd be surprised how much of your core you need and how your body has to be in tune to do a handstand. It's great.
Yeah.
So practice stuff like that, you know, like identify your weaknesses.
Right. And then if you like going forward with what I was saying, if you don't have like dumbbells, you can find stuff around your house, like a can of soup. I mean, it's light, but it's better than nothing, you know, a jug of water or one thing that a patient of mine was telling me they used to, cause they didn't have dumbbells at home. They would take like a ShopRite bag and fill it with bottles of water and put like more and more bottles of water in it. And you could do like curls with the ShopRite bag.
Until the bag breaks and you just got to mess.
Well, yeah,
but
until the bag breaks. But
that's
you know,
cool.
You know, same principle, same idea. Like,
yeah,
finding ways to exercise and finding ways to do things when you might not have access or, you know, maybe you don't. Like I said, I know not everybody likes going to the gym. Like, there's even times where I go to the gym and I see the people who are in there and I'm like, I don't want to be here. But,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of what this is for. Like, this is for you. This is for that person where you want to find ways to still work out and still exercise, but maybe not necessarily have to be in that gym setting.
Yeah, and then even just, like, if you have access to something, like, you can do push-ups, right? Maybe you're not the strongest at push-ups. Start doing 5 a day and see where it goes. Or like 5 in the morning, 5 at night, you know? Yeah, so whatever you do have access to, right? So do some push-ups, you know? So one thing we do is when we're flying, we fly just long flights. Like long flights. They suck. But one of our guys has those push-up things, like twist on the ground, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So my man knocks out like 20 push-ups an hour, and by the end of the flight, it's a lot of push-ups.
Yeah.
And it's something, right? Like, dude, find that stuff.
I did a challenge like that once. It was like, it was basically you had a week, and it was like how many push-ups you could do in a week. And I was like, oh, if I do like 20 every hour, well, let me tell you, when you get to that like fourth and fifth hour, even though you're having like an hour in between sets, you start to get tired.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. I haven't even done it because I'm just exhausted by the time I'm tired all the time. But yeah, do what you can, you know?
Right. Wake up. Like, seriously, you do a set of push-ups, do a set of sit-ups, do a set of squats. And honestly, like, you've hit most of like the major muscle groups that just like the everyday person really need to hit.
Yeah. Yep. And then as a physical therapy tech, like, you've seen the importance of flexibility. So again, stressing just yoga. I think honestly, if you do one thing, Randy might disagree with me, but I would say if you could do one exercise, do a 20-minute yoga session, watch Yoga with AJ on YouTube, and you'll be like, wow, I need to work on a bunch of stuff. Maybe I don't need to lift all this heavy weight or squat 1,000 pounds on my back and destroy my back and then need to go to the chiropractor. But do some yoga. Feel great.
No, see, I agree. I agree with that, because yoga kind of combines everything. Like, it's calisthenics, it's strength, because you have to hold poses and do isometric holds, and you're, you know, working on flexibility, and even at times it can be cardio.
Yeah.
Like, yoga is probably like one of the best, top of the list, like all around. Like, that's what you want. Like, if you're looking for alternative means of exercise and you want like a good, like, full body, full spectrum thing, yoga's the way to go.
Absolutely. And then if you just love the outdoors and you just want to, you're feeling cooped up, right? I know during COVID, that's why I bought a bike, was because of COVID, the gyms were closed, and I fell in love with it because it was like the closest thing Omaha has to hiking. I combined that. I talked way too fast. Omaha has. Omaha has a bunch of trails, like this whole trail network through the city. And it's awesome. I didn't know that existed in my own city because I've never gone out and looked for something like that.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Find like a hobby like that. Find someone to go with, because then you get friendships, right? So you're not alone. And it's like, for me, that was the closest thing to hiking, and I really fell in love with it. Whereas you, I wish I had trails around me, like mountains, during COVID, because I would have been out there every single day.
Oh, yeah. And it's like unlimited here. Like, even for as long as I've lived around here, the trail I went on today with Caesar, never been on it before, never even knew it was there.
Yeah.
And it's right around the corner for me. So it's like, if you really go out and look, like, you'll find it. And even if, you know, maybe kind of getting off the topic a little bit of alternative means of exercise, a good substitute at the same time is alternative places to exercise. So you keep it fresh. Like, if you run the same trail or hike the same trail every day, you get bored really quick.
Yeah.
You know, find new places to go. That keeps it fresh. You get new views, new sights, see new people, meet new people.
Yeah, that's great. That's like when we went to, oh, God, I can't talk today. When we went to Montana, the amount of nice people and, like, friends for life we've made, it was so cool, man. I loved it. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's just getting out, exploring, breaking away from the everyday norm, and maybe you just don't want to pay for this stuff anymore, right? You've got options. Like, there's ways to get by and get fit without having to pay for a gym membership. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Also, dieting, very important to maintain. No matter what you do, if you go from lifting every day, you're probably eating a lot, probably eating a little dirty, just trying to get bigger. And if you want to start, like, for me, cycling, you got to eat clean, man. You got to prep the day before. If I wanted to go out and bike 50 miles the next day, I would eat like carbs the night before.
Yeah. Can't eat a McRib.
Yeah. Like, the science behind it is real, you know? So just consider that. You might have to change your diet up a little bit, and you might love it. You might be like the healthiest version of yourself that you've ever been. And that's what we're striving for here at Lessons Learned Podcast.
Hey,
look at that. Yeah.
You did the thing in the thing.
the thing in the
thing.
I
haven't said that in a while.
Yeah. So
one more point I'd like to bring up here too, as kind of a last ditch thing, but look around on YouTube.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at what you find as far as, like, you know, you can almost find like classes. There's some really interesting classes you can find on YouTube where it's like, you know, all kind of, again, alternative ways where you can exercise. Like, they have like kickboxing classes on YouTube. They actually do a class at my gym, and I think that you can find a similar thing on YouTube. It's called like Hit and Fit, where it's like almost kickboxing combined with like a hit routine, where you're kind of doing like, you know, push-ups and box jumps and like stuff like that combined with hitting the bag and sparring with people. So like, that's cool. They even have exercise.
See, like, that, I don't think I'd be able to keep up with that, man. Like, I've
Dude,
never
I,
done
I don't
that
think so either.
Yeah, that sounds
I
tough.
Watched a kickboxing class last night at my gym, and I was like, damn.
Yeah,
I might have to try stuff. And take it. I'm gonna try and Do take it. And that's another thing, even if you are staying in the gym, try new stuff.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to just lift every day and do the same thing. Like, go take a class, do a spin class, see if you like it. If you don't like it, you don't do it again. That's it.
Yeah, get out of your comfort zone and just try new stuff. That's what it's all about.
And dude, they have stuff for everybody. Like, I found like they have like the gamer workout. Like, literally, like, you play your game and then you do like, it's like, it literally says like, while you're on the loading screen, do this. It's like, if you get killed, you're waiting to respawn, do this. Like, it's a whole, like, there's a gamer workout. They have workouts that are tailored toward, like, if you're really, like, an enthusiast about, like, going and shooting, like, going to shooting ranges and stuff, they have workout programs where it's, like, it incorporates, you know, using your gun and tactical training with exercising.
Huh.
Like, they have stuff for everybody. Like, you can find something you like. If it's, like, oh, well, I don't know, I don't really like, the traditional stuff. Dude, just look, because you'll find it. It's out there, I promise you.
For sure. Yeah, just try new stuff. And, you know, we usually don't give social media the best rap, but join a Facebook group. Like, I just joined Okinawa hiking page and found a ton of new hikes that I didn't know existed. And that stuff is fantastic. So look for that stuff, you know. Reach out to people.
You even said in a previous episode you found your hockey group.
Yeah.
Through that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's use social media for your benefit, right?
Look at us turn it around. We usually crap all over it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's great, and it works. But yeah, so hopefully you learned something from this episode. It's a little short one today. It's just the two of us. And
just
speaking of hiking,
two of us.
I'm about to go do about a 6-hour hike up north. So wish me luck.
Chris is going to go work off his Thanksgiving, because he already had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I did. I actually didn't eat anything. You know what I was doing? I hiked.
Nice.
I didn't have a Thanksgiving dinner this year. I'll do it when I get back. Yeah. But anyway, going to go hike. So from us here at Lessons Learned, don't forget to subscribe. We mentioned before our socials in the link below. Obviously, the rest of the guys aren't here this episode. They're all doing their thing. Me and Randy could hop on real quick. The time zone's a real killer. You know, it'll do stuff. It's hard to get everyone on schedule. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you learned a thing or two. And try a new thing or two, because I really want you to. If anything, go do a hike and do some yoga. Start a yoga routine 3 or 4 times a week.
Let us know what you tried.
Yeah, let us know what you tried. Tell Adrian we sent you. She's not going to care, but tell her anyway. Send her a message in the comments. Say, oh, these Lessons Learned guys wanted me to do yoga with you. That'd be awesome. She doesn't know who we are.
And then she'll look us up, and she'll see us, and then we can do yoga with Adrian.
Ooh.
With Adrian.
Ooh. It's Boom. Never going to happen. Make our dreams come true. Thanks. We appreciate you. So from everyone here at Lessons Learned, a.k.a. Randy and I, thanks for listening. And until next time, we'll
see you.